Greetings all, it's Pastor Bob, and today we are bringing you day 12 of our daily devotion series on the book of Job. Yesterday we heard from Job's third friend, Zophar. That was chapter 11. We're going to review a little bit of that, and then that'll set us up for chapter 12, the beginning of Job's response to his three friends, one of the longest discourses in the book. But first, let's don't leave Zophar behind. Let's kind of think about what he said, where he's coming from, what that means for Job. So we meet Zophar, the last of the three friends, and clearly he is the legalist. He has assumed that God works according to measure, according to a law. He pretends to know what God will do in any given circumstance. Now, that's different from Bildad, who was the traditionalist. Remember, Bildad said you can go back and look at what happened in the past and learn from it. But Zophar emphasizes the laws, period. He believes that this whole universe is run by laws, but doesn't stop to think about, we can't have laws without somebody who makes the laws. Zophar just assumes this physical universe is following preset laws. And when he turns to Job, he's trying to tell Job that he's covering up his sin with words. Job has tried to make his condition clear, his extent of suffering. But Zophar feels that Job is trying to talk his way out of this situation that he's in. Zophar, remember, said, "You are going to come to the time when the judgment of God will be upon you, unless you confess your secret sin." And he predicts the absolute and complete judgment of Job. So, all three friends have had their little say, and now it's time for Job to speak again and have his say. So this is chapter 12 of the book of Job, and there's a wonderful opening line in this chapter from Job, so don't miss it. Here it is, chapter 12. Then Job replied, "Doubtless, you are the only people who matter, and wisdom will die with you. But I have a mind as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Who does not know all these things? I have become a laughingstock to my friends, though I called on God and he answered. A mere laughingstock, though righteous and blameless. Those who are at ease have contempt for misfortune as the fate of those whose feet are slipping. The tents of marauders are undisturbed, and those who provoke God are secure. Those God has in his hand. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature, and the breath of all mankind. Does not the ear test words as the tongue tastes food? Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? To God belong wisdom and power. Counsel and understanding are his. What he tears down cannot be rebuilt. Those he imprisons cannot be released. If he holds back the waters, there is drought. If he lets them loose, they devastate the land. To him belong strength and insight. Both deceived and deceiver are his. He leads rulers away stripped and makes fools of judges. He takes off the shackles put on by kings and ties a loincloth around their waist. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows officials long established. He silences the lips of trusted advisors and takes away the discernment of elders. He pours contempt on nobles and disarms the mighty. He reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into the light. He makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and disperses them. He deprives the leaders of the earth of their reason. He makes them wander in a trackless waste. They grope in darkness with no light. He makes them stagger like drunkards. And that concludes chapter 12 of the book of Job on this wonderful Saturday morning. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you have a blessed day. And I hope tomorrow that you celebrate all that God has done for you on your glorious Sabbath day. And until we meet again on this recording, may God follow you and lead you and encircle you and be with you everywhere you go. Amen.